USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge state funeral yesterday for the 41st President, George H.W. Bush, where his son, a former president himself, gave the primary eulogy.
He loved to laugh, especially at himself.
That's former President George W. Bush, who drew laughter as well as tears during his heartfelt eulogy for his dad. Today, a final funeral will be held for Bush 41 at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. And then Mr. Bush will be buried on the grounds of the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on the Texas A&M campus. A search continues for five U.S. Marines missing off the coast of Japan after two Marine aircraft carrying seven service members collided early today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The largest newspaper in North Carolina now calling for a new congressional election because of fears that voter fraud occurred. The Charlotte Observer says troubling details of possible fraud in the 9th congressional race has forced it to conclude that there should be a whole new vote. The Republican candidate does have a slim lead based on current results, but the Elections Board has refused to certify those results because of a high number of absentee ballots that were not returned.
3-2-1-0.
Another load of supplies on its way to the International Space Station.
And liftoff as Falcon 9 and Cargo Dragon take flight, bound for the International Space Station with fresh supplies and research.
However, the first stage of the SpaceX rocket was supposed to land at the launch site at Cape Canaveral, but it ended up spinning out of control and splashing into the ocean. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Former CBS head Les Moonves' $120 million severance package is on the line. A report by independent investigators found he deliberately lied about the extent of his sexual misconduct and destroyed evidence to protect his reputation and his potential corporate payout. New York Times reporter Rachel Abrams.
This is a story about how the entire system failed in terms of corporate governance, in terms of checking him. There were people at CBS that knew about his efforts to try to cover up his behavior, and a lot of people who didn't do anything about it.
The investigators found more women who accused Moonves of sexual misconduct, including an employee who was allegedly on call to perform oral sex on him. Moonves refutes the account of many of the accusers. Finally, there's some relief at the gas pumps. With more, here's John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.